Offices on the fourth floor. Doctor. Some guy. Just 20 minutes before, he'd called me with a $1,200 proposition. And now it looked like the only thing I was going to get out of the deal was a late afternoon paper and a story about a guy named Farmer.
Farmer? Burned to death in bed? Oh, yeah. We got a report on the case.
Well, this Dr. Evans was hooked up with it in some way.
He offered you $1,200?
He asked me if I was interested.
Silly boy. There's the doctor's office. And there's the window he went out of.
Who saw him jump?
Bill Mitchell, cop on the beat, saw the body come out of the window feed first. Said at least it looked like he jumped.
No sign of a struggle?
I'll have the boys give the room a good going over.
Well, we're pretty sure of two things, Walt. First, there's a strong possibility that Dr. Evans didn't commit suicide. Also, that he knew something about George Farmer, the guy who got burned to death.
Might have been Farmer's doctor.
Well, there's one way to find out. This Times article says that Farmer left a widow. While you're checking things here, I think I'll go see what Mrs. Farmer's views are on dead husbands and dead doctors.
Yes?
Mrs. Farmer?
Yes, what is it?
I'd like to talk to you about your late husband.
Are you from the police again?
Well, I just left them, but this is my own idea. My name's Diamond. I'm a private detective.
Oh? You working for the insurance company?
No.
Well, then just what do you want? I'm tired of questions about my husband's death. I've told the police and insurance company everything I know.
Well, I know it's been difficult, but I won't take long, and there are a few things I'd really like to find out.
Well, what are they?
Do you know a Dr. Evans?
Dr. Evans? No. No, I don't know any Dr. Evans.
Your husband never mentioned him, said he knew him?
No, he didn't. Besides, what has this doctor to do with my husband?
Well, I don't know yet. You mentioned an insurance company. Was your husband insured, Mrs. Farmer?
Yes, with the National Mutual. But if you're not working for the insurance company or the police, who are you working for?
Me.
You? Look, would you mind telling me what possible interest you could have in the death of my husband?
Tell you the truth, I really don't know. But there are $1,200 mixed up in it somewhere, and that's enough to keep me well interested until I find some answers. Thank you, Mrs. Farmer. Hello, Walt.
Hello, Rick. You see the wife?
Yeah, lovely girl. Type you'd like to bring home to Mom. You find out anything?
Nothing in the room to indicate the doctor was pushed out of the window.
Mrs. Farmer didn't know the doctor. Said her late husband didn't either. But she thought at first I was from an insurance company.
Well, what company?
Oh, a National Mutual.
Otis.
Yeah, Lieutenant.
Got the names of the officials in National Mutual?
Yeah.
Bring them in.
Right.
Why all the action?
We checked with the dead doctor's nurse. She said aside from his regular practice, he worked for two or three big insurance firms. National Mutual was one of them. I didn't think of a connection then, but I made the check just in case.
Well, George Farmer was burned to death. Dr. Evans knew something about Farmer. Farmer was insured with the National Mutual, and the doctor worked for National Mutual. Might be a tie-up.
Well, vice president of National Mutual is Arthur Peterson. It's not too late. Let's take a run over to his house and see if he knows anything about it.
Well, gentlemen, in answer to your questions, yes, we did insure the late George Farmer, and Dr. Evans does work for us. As to whether or not he was the doctor who examined Farmer, I really couldn't say. I'd have to check the files. Lieutenant, aren't you satisfied? You think there's something wrong?
We don't know. Dr. Evans jumped or was pushed out of his office window this evening.
Good Lord.
He called Mr. Diamond here and indicated he knew something about Farmer's death.
Have you settled the claim with Mrs. Farmer yet?
No, but it's to be settled within the week. $25,000 policy.
Hmm. If someone could show your company that Farmer's death was no accident, there'd be a reward, wouldn't there?
Yes. 10% of the policy. In this case, $2,500.
Oh, half of that'd be about $1,200.
You think we could look at your records tonight, Mr. Peterson? It's very important.
I, of course. I'll just get a coat and we'll go right down to the office.
We left with Mr. Peterson and headed for the offices of the National Mutual. A quick look through the file showed us what we wanted. A full report on the state of George Farmer's health. Okayed for insurance by the examining physician, Dr. William Evans.